Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Johanna Blackman. In 2022, A Climate to Thrive launched the Climate Ambassadors Program, which supports participants in the study of basic climate science, top solutions at the international, national, state, and local levels, effective climate communication, mapping their own spheres of influence and developing a plan to get involved, and building resources to support sustained mental and emotional health while engaging in climate solutions. The program emphasizes a call to action championed by climate leaders like Catherine Hayhoe and organizations like the Yale Center for Climate Communication. One of the most important things we can do to address climate change is to talk about it more. Molly Mulhern, a resident of Camden, Maine, has taken this call to action to heart.
My name is Molly Mulhern. I live in Camden, Maine. About a year and a half ago, we started a group called Camden Climate Action Now. We're a grassroots group of people trying to push our town to do more climate work.
I asked Molly about how she would trace the roots of her interest in climate action.
I started the work after I'd spent a fall season up at Skudik working with the National Park Service, and I spent some time in a tide pool. And I remembered when I was a kid, I'd also been to tide pools, and we had a park ranger hold up things like sea cucumbers and whelks. And when I went back to Skudik, there weren't any sea cucumbers. And I asked the park rangers, and they said, well, that has to do with the warming of the oceans and the acidification. And it really got me thinking about how a place I love, the state of Maine, has changed. I wanted to do something about it, and I found A Climate to Thrive in their Climate Ambassador Program to give myself some more solid ground to understand what was happening with the oceans. And that's how I personally got involved.
Molly started by taking inventory of what was already happening regionally and locally, drawing on existing initiatives for inspiration while identifying what was missing.
I understood communities could do this kind of grassroots organizing. I also understood that our town had an energy committee, but then it got disbanded during the COVID epidemic and then never got restarted. And then we had the state's climate plan, where I understood that our town hadn't quite gotten through the public outreach that it needed. So I had three things that were going on that I said, clearly we have people in town who are interested. Clearly the town is doing some work. What we don't have is a group of us speaking for the people.
To facilitate the need for a resource that spoke for the people, Molly started by looking to create a safe space where community members could come talk about climate change.
We have a thing called Camden Climate Conversation Circles, and it's people getting together at our library every 2 weeks, and they come and we talk in a circle, and it's a place for people to talk about the feelings they're having, talk about what they don't understand about it, talk about grievances about what's happening or not happening in town. It never fails to be a connection that is worthwhile. It was a topic that was right in front of us, but nobody was talking about. It was the elephant in the room about why we were losing our winters and so on. And it was fraught with also political divisions. So we tried to make safe places.
The Camden Climate Conversation Circles have now been going for over 18 months. Molly reflected on how the atmosphere in the room has changed over time.
The climate conversations have changed over the course of the year and a half. I think a lot of that had to do with what happened with the weather incidents that brought home. Also, perhaps the work everybody is doing about mentioning climate so that it's not so taboo, but the conversations these days can be so fraught with a higher level of anxiety.
I asked Molly what advice she would give to others who are interested in starting similar initiatives in their own communities.
Take heart. It can be really discouraging. Find colleagues that you can work with. I get a lot of sustenance out of the people that work with me, and we couldn't do it without our network. Reach out to the broader state, because the state has got so much for each of us. It's hard to find it sometimes, so use groups like Local Leads the Way and A Climate to Thrive to help you navigate. And most important, get out and remind yourself what means the most to you for why you do the work, and recharge, because that's really important.
I was inspired by Molly's recognition that something that seems simple, bringing people together to talk about climate change, is actually one of the most important things we can do. As Molly herself says, there will always be a need for safe spaces that continue to foster this type of connection and conversation.
We understand that it's a topic that people want to talk about. It's not an easy thing to talk about, but that we as organizers also need to talk about.
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.